Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the Happier Happy Hour. It's rolling on up in here. We're going to take some of your calls, 844-967-2789. But Dom, I got to point out, Trump went on the Truthy Social today and called out Fox and Friends. Fox and Friends, they were his favorites, right? We got Friends of the Devil's Advocates. He had the Foxy Friends. Here today, Trump says...
He's getting so salty these days, man.
Well, Dom, the Fox and Friends have gone to the dark side.
Wow.
According to Trump, they've gone to the dark side. Former President Trump tore into the Fox News flagship morning program on Monday, lashing out at the host for their coverage of his polling as he eyes another run for president in 2024. And Fox and Friends just really botched my poll numbers. No doubt on purpose. Trump wrote a post on Truth Social, the social networking platform he started after leaving office. Is that what it was? I thought it was after he was banned from Twitter for inciting a riot on January 6th. But you know,
both of those things are true, yes.
That show has been terrible. Gone to the dark side. They quickly quote the big turning point poll victory of almost 60 points over the number two Republican and then hammer me with outliers. So he's bragging about the turning point because, you know, he was a dominant force at the big fascist convention, right? The Hitler youth, they love the guy. Trump was referencing the network's coverage of the Turning Point USA poll released on Sunday that showed the former president well ahead of every other potential Republican primary challenger. This is a little different than a couple of other polls we've seen over the past couple of weeks. I'm doing the Trump voice, but it's actually Steve Doocy. Now, I didn't mean to do that. I should have read ahead in the paragraph. But I'm hoping if I say enough words, it'll cleanse the Trump sound palette. Because I don't really do a Doocy. But if I did, he'd sound like a dumbass. Can you do a Doocy, Dom?
I think your Doocy sounds like Trump. I mean, they all kind of sound the same. Honestly, as long as we're quoting any megas, we may as well use the Trump voice because that's how they are. Just saying.
Doocy, so we know. Imitating Donald Trump sounds something like this. That is a little different than a couple of other polls we've seen over the past couple of weeks. According to host Steve Doocy, doing his Trump voice, said referencing other national polling that has shown Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ahead of Trump in several age demographics. So it's like the young people who are activists at the Turning Point event, like the former president, but looking at these other polls, different answer than the oh-so-intelligent Brian Kilmeade, you know, co-host.
Co-friend.
Co-host Kilmeade. Kilmeade now. Added, if you look state by state, Ron DeSantis is showing tremendous strength in New Hampshire, Michigan, and Florida.
Mm.
Trump, in his comments, blasting the efforts, network reference Rhino Paul Ryan, whom he called one of the weakest in work speakers ever. Thank God Paul Ryan sold his soul and merged their agendas, right? Also, he could be crapped on into eternity, or at least till that.
This is how it works. There's very little upside with a guy like Trump, and then just an unlimited downside. It never ends.
Well, apparently Trump wasn't happy about the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal editorials either. A little bit more. While discussing the recent January 6th selectman hearing on Capitol Hill, over which she presided, Rep. Liz Cheney, a frequent Trump foil, name-check Murdoch, while she argued some conservative media might have soured on Trump. Maybe. During his time as president, Trump routinely touted Foxy Friends, appearing on the morning program live via phone often and tweeting his thoughts on various segments. Last week, Ainsley Earhart, and I don't know if you know this, Don, but that's Sean Hannity's sweetie.
Don't keep up on the inner office romance at Fox News, dude. But thanks for the page six.
Ainsley's dating Slanted. But last week, Ainsley Earhart, the show's third co-host, you know, she's the third wheel, apparently, Dom, said in reaction to news made by the January 6th hearings that Congress should also probe the riots that broke out during protests for racial justice across the country during the summer of 2020. Because, of course, she did.
because they're still racist over there on Foxy News. They just don't like Trump as much as they used to.
Well, and
there's a corporate decision to back the new, the cleaner fascist DeSantis, baby.
So you think that's it? You think? Yeah. Do you believe Murdoch's now with these editorials? Leachin, they turned the corner. Yes,
I think Leachin has chosen DeSantis. I think they all have. I think they want DeSantis. He's the cleaner, less baggage carrying fascist. Still ultimately a fascist, still just as bad as Trump or worse. But, you know, he doesn't bring all the baggage, doesn't carry all the darkness and keep reminding people of Donald Trump, let's say. But Donald Trump does. But Donald Trump does own the Republican Party. So you watch. Fox will do a flippy floppy, a 180. When Trump starts winning, Fox will be back on board. They'll get back on the Trump train. Choo-choo.
But that goes against your initial thought that the son, Leachin, they've now made a decision that this is their guy. Now
DeSantis gets crushed by Trump.
And then they'll switch back. And like nothing ever happened.
Well, nobody wanted Trump.
We never cheated. It was just a kiss. It was just one date. It wasn't serious.
Dom, even right-wing talk radio hated Trump. Here in the state of Wisconsin, they propped up, little Marco Rubio and eventually got galvanized behind Ted Cruz? He beat Donald Trump by... I know, it stings a little bit just saying it. But he beat Trump by double digits in the state of Wisconsin. But then they all came back and said, oh, no, Trump is the anointed one. He's our Cheeto Messiah.
Not sure he's going to be the anointed one when they continue these investigations and they, you know, actually... the Department of Justice acts further than they have been doing. And in that vein, let me throw this one out there for your consideration, and perhaps that's also leading to some of Trump's angst and social truthing over the weekend. ABC News reporting the former chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence appeared last week before a federal grand jury investigating the attack on the Capitol, according to sources familiar with the matter, to told ABC News. Mark Short, remember him? Mark Short was caught by an ABC News camera departing D.C. District Court on Friday alongside his attorney, Emmett Flood. Short appeared under subpoena, these sources said. Short would be the highest-ranking Trump White House official known to have appeared before the grand jury. Short declined comment to ABC. His attorney did not immediately respond to ABC requests for comment. And, of course, a spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment. Mark Short. Now, that seems to me, Crudy, to be getting pretty close. And we didn't know this on Friday. I didn't know this on Friday. This is being reported today, ABC News. So when... the guy that Trump's crew wanted to hang, his chief of staff, his number one, goes and interviews before a grand jury via subpoena from the DOJ? Oh, that's getting real close. That's getting real close. So I've seen some speculation. I don't know how to spin that or where that goes, right? I mean, obviously Trump is ultimately the target here, presumably, or just let the facts go where they may. But I did notice on the Palmer report made a point to remind everybody that the DOJ already carried out grand jury seizure warrants against Eastman and Clark. And so perhaps they're trying to get pressure on them and, you know, going in that direction to get a conviction if they don't flip. So it's getting closer. And I got to say, if Mark Short's in testifying under oath via subpoena before the DOJ grand jury, I mean, that is almost as good as Mike Pence himself. Now, for those who think the grand jury isn't moving fast enough, quick enough, yada, 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 and we played some of Merrick Garland's sound last week. There's a lot of rumors. You know, this is the biggest expansive investigation, more important investigation we've ever done, and that was pretty much it. But we see, you know, this news now. Does that give you any confidence, Curdy, that at some point, somehow, some way, at some time, justice will be served on the attack on this Capitol?
I want it now, Dan.
Come on.
No, not yet. When the indictment comes down, we'll celebrate Merrick Garland Day.
It will be glorious.
You and the audience, we
fireworks, drinks,
declare it,
smoke for all.
But until that happens, man, you know, no, I'm not excited.
That's kind of a big deal, man. Right? Well, that's a big deal. Say it's a big deal.
It could be a big deal. We don't know What investigation specifically? I mean, I've got my...
The fact
my
he was thoughts. Even there under subpoena. You don't get a subpoena unless... Come on, man. This is the DOJ. And you know they're being tight. You know they're being smart. You know they're being dotting the I's, crossing the T's, taking their time, doing it the way they need to do it because they know it's going to be...
Bringing the guy in over the weekend so he doesn't get noticed by the ABC News cameras, hopefully, but he did.
No, on Friday. He leaving Friday. So I think, come on, man. This is big, glorious, awesome news. And we don't know...
No, indictments are big, glorious, awesome news.
Come on.
An investigatory.
So the DOJ is actually investigating. I'm glad you said it because a lot of people don't think that they are, and they obviously are. So let's come on, man. Take it for what you can. How long when you flipped and burned that cop car? How long did it take for you to get your justice career?
We're not talking about me. It's not about me. 844-967-2789. Not on this topic. Not this day.
Okay. All right. All right.
Chris from Austin. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi, Chris.
Hey. I'm just wondering if you guys have ever taken the time to see all these Never Trumpers are all tied to the Bushes. You know, you got Bob Mueller, who's directed the FBI 1 week before 9/11 happened. You got, you know, Cheney up there, which leftists seem to be a big fan of. Now, do we remember who the Cheneys are and what they
put us good through? Point, Chris. I remember who the Cheneys are.
Yeah, but. All of these guys are tied to the Bushes, so all you guys are doing is advocating for the establishment, the status quo. I mean, it just seems ironic that all these leftists today are really protecting the status quo.
But Chris, we're not advocating for the status quo. Certainly, we are advocating for law and order and justice in the face of clearly seditious acts on behalf of Donald Trump. And if Liz Cheney is the vessel of that truth, then I'm going to have to be supportive of Liz Cheney in this case. But no, man, I know who lied us into Iraq and a lot of other things.
Chris, seditious conspiracy. Chris, let me ask you this. Seditious conspiracy. They charged the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, other people. Seditious conspiracy. Do you think there was seditious conspiracy on the attack at the Capitol?
These people haven't even had the defense. They're sitting in jail, and a lot of them haven't even been prosecuted yet, man.
Well, they're working on it, Chris.
Unless you've been prosecuted, sir.
Yes.
I mean, you can be held.
Chris, I get the feel. Chris, let me ask you a very specific question. Do you believe the attack on the Capitol was a justified political act?
I think the attack on the Capitol, the West Wing was breached before Trump even finished his speech. And I'll talk. I want to know who Ray Epps is. I want to know who Luke Robinson, the only person that was ever filmed with the gun there, photographed with the gun, was Luke Robinson, and he was removed from the FBI most wanted list, and he's walking around free. And then you got Ray Epps, who was out there saying,
okay, but Chris, I appreciate what you're saying, but you have not yet answered the question. I'll ask it again. Do you believe that the attack on the Capitol was a justified political action?
I think a bunch of people got tricked into walking through the Capitol. You got the guy wearing the horns that was just a joke, was talking to the police, and the police said, yeah, just come be peaceful. And y'all come
Chris,
in.
You know, I got it. Were they tricked by Donald Trump saying, let's go to the Capitol, I'm going to march with you? Were they tricked by Donald Trump saying, let's go to the Capitol, I will march with you?
Trump never said to go into the Capitol. He said to go out there and peacefully talk. I mean, there was a permit that was issued for the west side of part of the Capitol for them to go out there and talk. Why won't y'all talk about Ray Epps? People were calling him a Fed when he was telling everyone.
Yeah, I saw the video. Okay.
Go into the Capitol. Have you seen that video?
I have seen the video, but people yelling things on the video does not provide me any particular proof. Now, seeing Trump supporters beating up cops, Chris, that's something. Chris, do you believe that? Do you back the Capitol Police? Do you think they were beaten for unjustifiably by Trump supporters? Were they tricked into that as well?
The police, no police officer died on January 6th. The only people that
That's
died
not true. Actually, 6th. Chris, one did die, I believe. Sitnick, right?
He died after, days after. He had a stroke.
Okay, so the beatings, the stabbings, the broken bones, the 150 injuries. Chris, I mean, what are you talking about here? I mean, think about what you're trying to justify, dude. Think about that for a minute. Then think if it was Black Lives Matter and Obama leading the crowd, how you'd feel about it.
It's not like you guys were upset about BLM burning down cities and killing cops and destroying cities and hurting cops. I mean, this is the first time you guys have ever stood up for cops.
Brian Sitnick died on January 7th, within 24 hours of the insurrection, Chris. Appreciate you listening to the show, man. Can't believe you still support the seditionist former president.